Good evening, Lyford High School. My name is Richard Lopez, and today I'll be judging you in your visual program. As you set up, obviously you're setting up a sense of intrigue with all these doors, so I look forward to seeing what you do with these things as the program progresses. So while you're setting up, I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity to wish the band the best of luck, and I'll be back when you're ready to begin your program. Okay, as we open up the program, I see the role playing happening here with the two people on the 50-yard line. Now, as you do that acting, you may want to try doing some of the gestures towards the audience. Okay, really enjoyed the knocking on the door, opening it up, and listening to the sousaphone for the first time, and with the exposure of the sousaphone. Love the gestural happening at the door, people. Okay, we've got to make sure that all the doors are working the same. Okay, appreciate the visual happening with the trombones. Just make sure as we sway back and forth with the trombone itself that we are all doing it together. Love the texturing that's happening right here as we create the layers with the poses. We got to watch on the timing of the doors to make sure that we're not interrupting the musical phrase. So when the doors are open to expose a particular ensemble, that's fine. But don't have it closed once the ensemble starts to play. Everything's got to hold still. Okay, we're introducing a new prop. Watch the people that are retrieving the balls, because you still can be seen. You're very distracting as I watch you running from place to place to pick up the balls. Have that choreographed as well. Right here, we got to know when we're supposed to stop and when we're supposed to continue on. That middle line kind of hesitated and took a step, and so it put him a half a count behind. Here's an opportunity for you to add in another visual, even if it's just bringing the horn down. Love the way the band went down to expose the trombone soloist. Works really well for you. Good use of the plume to create another layer. I love the way you try to expose the second person in the duet. However, with people running away, it kind of leads your eye away from it. It would be better if you hit that pose to expose him and then give it a count or two before you step off. appreciate the turn that was happening there in the trumpets, once again leading us back to the duet. Incidentally, the moving of the doors worked really well for you as well. Not sure what's supposed to happen there, but I know something's supposed to happen because as the people slid across the field from the door, it looked like they were pulling something. So obviously something is still in the works. Once again, love the texturing that's happening in the poses within the trios and well, it's actually trios, duets, and looks like quartets. So I'm going to guess whatever was pulled away from that door is probably going to be running through with the band. If that's the case, if you're not using anything, go ahead and make that arm up high. Make it an extension. Make it deliberate so we know that you're running for a purpose. Got to make sure you're still behind those doors. I can't see those plumes shaking between doors. Totally takes away from the effect. Love the way you point toward the sousaphones to introduce them. The visual works that you were doing up front to the front sidelines, a little close to the front ensemble, a little hard to see, but I can see it looks as though you're pushing away as you back up. This might still be a work in progress, but there was plenty of opportunity there while the percussion was playing for the winds to do some sort of a visual in that point. Yeah, I love the way you went to the horns down in this particular, at the end of this particular piece. And that's what I was talking about in the other piece when you, in the second movement where you could have added something, do something like that. And it doesn't have to be the exact same horns down, but just something that gives us a little something to look at. Overall, really enjoyed the program. There's a lot of intriguing things going on, and it was really interesting to watch. And I hope these comments have been helpful to you as you progress through the season, and I wish you the best of luck.